that's so want to take to the hard lines. What is your assessment of that?
Yeah, first of all, congratulations to Raith Rovers. You know, I wish him all the best and the rest of the playoff. But personal note, you know, you can hear it, I'm disappointed. But we didn't do that clinical piece of putting the ball over the goal line. You know, whether that's credit to Jamie McDonald or just maybe not having that ruthlessness over the two ties to give us the opportunity to win the game. But I thought the players' attitude, commitment, application was very good over the two games, and I can't fault that. As I say, it just didn't fall for us where we managed to find the back of the net over the two ties.
Is that just the only thing that was missing from the two ties, that you did manage to get the goals that maybe your chances created deserved?
Yeah, I think so. I thought that, again, we've come here and we've created opportunities on the day itself. But as I say, if you don't score goals, you don't win games. And that's the harsh reality, and that's what we'll have to live with over the summer. So you live and learn, and that's what I've just said to the players in there. You know, we've encountered difficult times, as all clubs have. You know, we're facing different things in life with the COVID, and they've been a credit to their shell with some of the things that they've had to face this year. Go back to that 5-1 game here. I thought their attitude and the determination to make sure we finished in the playoffs, you know, I want to give them a massive pat on the back, because that shows that they've got courage and bravery. And I know some players will be going back to their parent clubs, and the boys that we've got here, we've got to evaluate over the next few days to then bring recruitment in to help us kick on again next season.
Is that the harsh reality of things, that it'll be a quick turnaround in terms of boys deciding their future and you deciding who's staying, who's, you know, that all that sort of stuff comes along quickly?
Yeah, it does. And you know, until this afternoon we weren't certain what league we'd possibly be playing in, so that's challenges. Being at a club like Dunfermline, and you know, at the moment I don't want my disappointment to take away my hunger for this club to do better. But what I have got to do is I've got to make sure myself physically and mentally that I clear my head and take a couple of days just to get away from it all, and then look to progress this club. And you know, the first task of that is recruitment and making sure we get boys that want to play for Dunfermline Football Club.
You're confident Dunfermline will be in a stronger position next season, Stevie, for everything you've gone through this season? And because I'm assuming next season it'll be, I guess, promotion will be the target.
Well, what we've got to look at, without getting ahead of ourselves, is I've said it, my remit when I came into the job was working with players that you're given opportunities to, and getting that backbone experience as well, because I think there's only a handful in there that have experienced the playoffs. I'm not using that for that's not an excuse. It actually brings, I said it before the tie against the Rovers, that brings an excitement to me. As long as the boys in there use the motivation, that heart feeling today, that it'll allow them to progress in their careers. You know, it makes me hungry. Stand and talk to you at the moment on the back of defeat, it's sore, but I want to make sure that I'll progress and I get better, and I expect that with my boys. And truth be told, I think I've seen that the last 6-8 games of the season. So as I say, I don't want my disappointment to take away from what could be an exciting year for us next year.
All the best, thanks
a lot.